There's some good stuff coming out of Washington State as well. I mean, just the decriminalization in and of itself is good, particularly for people who are suffering from chronic pain or insomnia or whatever, because in particular, they're requiring that all pot be submitted for lab testing. And it will be there's rigorous labeling requirements. This is really good stuff because there's different ingredients in pot that do different things. There's the THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, which gets you high. There's CBD, which is the cannabinoid that reduces seizures, which is, you know, CNN last night did a special. Sanjay Gupta went to Colorado with his family that was living in New Jersey after Chris Christie refused to expand medical marijuana in New Jersey. Their daughter was suffering from seizures, and this high-level CBD pot extract is the only thing that keeps this little girl, you know, from just constantly having life-threatening seizures. So they moved to Colorado just to be able to get this stuff. So anyway, the pot will be labeled. How much THC, how much CBD, and also how much CBN. Now, CBN promotes sleep. So, and CBD reduces pain. So for somebody who's addicted to or using, let's not even talk about addiction, somebody who is using Vicodin or OxyContin, they would go in and say, you know, I'm in pain. I want to buy a strain of pot that's really high in CBD. And there are numerous studies and tons of anecdotal evidence. But, I mean, you know, tens of thousands of studies have been done now around the world on these things that find that in many cases, people react better to the CBD in pot, this cannabinoid, than they do to narcotics. Which explains why Patrick Kennedy and all these anti-pot legalization groups are being offered money by the pharmaceutical companies, literally the pharmaceutical companies that make OxyContin and Vicodin, which is killing thousands of Americans a year and addicting millions of Americans. I think it was 1 in 10 people in Kentucky right now is a regular user of these narcotic pain relievers. Well, if they legalized pot in Kentucky and people could go in and say, I'm in pain, I need high CBD pot, they could stop using this stuff that is killing people and addicting people. Pot is not addictive and it won't kill you. And so now the backlash begins. Last night, Chris Hayes did a rather softball interview with Patrick Kennedy about this and never bothered to confront him with the fact. You know, Kennedy was like, oh, we don't need to add another drug. We've already got enough problems with alcohol and tobacco. Well, yeah, alcohol kills 50,000 Americans a year and probably scrambles the lives of millions. And tobacco kills 500,000 people a year in the United States, far more than even the narcotic opiates. So, you know, maybe we should do something about them. But pot has never killed anybody, and it's not addictive. Yes, it may be habit-forming for some people, and yes, it is psychoactive. And, you know, with any psychoactive drug, there are going to see some people who are like borderline schizophrenic or, you know, have mental illnesses that this will exacerbate. On the other hand, there's probably a lot of people with anxiety disorders that it will help, or insomnia. I think the net of pot is going to be a positive. And that's what they're finding out in Colorado. So this labeling requirement, and in fact, things are going very well in Colorado. Crime rate is down. Huge economic boon. So, you know, it's just a fascinating thing to watch.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 866-